BJ and Jamie.
I think Spadil would be the best judge of this, Jamie. That you and I are trying to figure out.
I won't give my opinion. Don't give your opinion yet.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not going to. But with the circumstances here, a friend of ours got tossed from the Nuggets game.
Yeah.
You can't go to Ball Arena to see a Nuggets game again, right?
Right. It even says Ball Arena. It says Ball Arena and any Nuggets game.
Yeah, it's official.
Jamie, I meant he can't even go to Ball Arena. At all.
Oh, no.
It said Ball Arena, and any Nuggets game. I was
literally the building,
He can't go to a concert?
It doesn't look like it.
All right. So Jamie and I have been debating back and forth what the punishment actually should be. But the guy that really, he's got a college degree is Spadil. Spadil is very good when it comes to analyzing what the real punishment should be, because he's been punished a lot in his life. So he's an expert on this, okay?
All right,
Spadil.
Saying.
Yeah.
What?
It's just a really long...
How about this?
Hey, since we already know the story and what happened, let's ask Spadil. It could have been really easy. Mm. Or we could have walked for an hour.
I don't mind walking.
God.
All right, we have
a friend, and they have courtside seats, but they're like almost off the court.
There's... Is your friend the guy that shot the basket from...
Yes.
He should be banned.
Let me tell the story, since nobody knows... He takes a walk and you don't even do a walk.
It's like A to B. Nope, this is
you could have pretended you didn't know it.
Didn't even describe it.
Is this your friend that I saw the video? Blah, 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 blah. Here's what should happen.
Story done.
Yeah, it's better when you walk a little.
Yeah.
A little way to go. I might walk too much.
But
you got at least. Okay, let's hit a commercial.
Oh, my God. All right. So anyway, a friend of ours that we all know, but it's like towards the end of the floor seats, right? So it's almost like
right
not
in the corner.
Yeah. Like they're kind
right in the 3-point corner.
Yeah, exactly right. So anyway, so the ball was in play. It went out of bounds, and the cameraman grabbed it, right? So he had it, and now all the players are like, you know, they're not even paying attention to where the ball is because they're all talking to their coach and all that stuff. Then the cameraman throws it to our friend, and then our friend takes a 3-point jump shot, right? And all of a sudden, security just surrounds him and comes after him. The players don't even know that it happened, right? They don't even care. The referee was a little irritated because the referee's like, hey, that was the ball. That was the ball. I needed that, right? But you just threw it up to the hoop. And so the security came. They yanked him out of there. They talked to him. And then they let him back, which I'm shocked. But they let him back for that game on the floor seats. Soon after, he got a certified letter that he's been banned. So that's the situation.
He's been banned from Ball Arena? Any of it, according to what you're saying,
well,
right?
Well, it's hit comma, so I don't know. You know, it's
look,
weird.
I certainly believe that it, first of all, it doesn't make sense, okay? The Ball Arena, their decision to let him back in, then ban,
is
where
weird.
It's really convoluted in a way to
if
me.
If you're that mad, then why'd you let him back in?
Yeah, should have been just kicked out.
That's the game you get tossed from. You get a good, good lecture from Ball Arena, and then you come back. Now, keep in mind, this guy's a season ticket holder. This guy's spending a lot of money for 4 seats down on the floor.
Right.
So, I mean, this is not cheap stuff here.
Right.
And he's been doing it for years. At some point, if you're the Nuggets organization, you've got to look at it and say, look, you made a mistake. Don't do that again.
Just don't do it again. I'm going with it's reactionary. Like if I get a basketball thrown to me, I'm going to shoot it.
My first reaction is hand it back to the ref.
Yeah,
that's my first reaction.
In the hole. Yeah. That's mine. Nah. But so I think it was reactionary, just for a moment. Like he's like, oh, okay, yay, and then he's like, oh God, I'm in the middle of an NBA game. I just shot the ball.
No, I think it was premeditated.
I think
if you ever get the ball, toss it to me. I'll take a shot.
And watching the video, the
camera guy wouldn't have tossed it to him.
I mean,
he sits there all the time. They know each other. He tossed him the ball so he could take a shot. That's what happened.
Watching the video, it's as soon as I saw it, I was like, yeah, you should be tossed.
Shouldn't the cameraman be tossed then?
I was going to say, if he did that, he should be fired too.
Yeah.
But they're in cahoots.
Well, then the cameraman should be banned as well.
But even back up a bit, I don't think either one should be banned.
And by the way, they don't have season tickets. That's all wrong.
Oh, it isn't?
Yeah.
I thought you meant they had 4 that was season tickets.
No, they don't.
Well, it doesn't even matter to me.
He doesn't see that cameraman all the time, is what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to correct you in the middle of the story because it wasn't worth it. But now that you've brought up that they're in cahoots, that's actually not true because he sets everywhere different all over that stadium.
Well, he knew that he was going to take a shot if he got that ball. It looks that way to me. I don't know. I don't know if that's a reaction or not. I have no idea.
I think it's just like a player safety thing. Anybody should on the sideline should not be throwing anything onto the court. It doesn't matter if it's a basketball or not.
One time I spilled a beer on the court. Yeah. That was embarrassing.
You gotta be That's definitely a hazard.
Oh, my yeah. God. Yeah. They should not give you beer on the court you're sitting courtside.
People have, like, cocktails. And
yeah. I mean, I'm at a Lakers game. Doink. Right there.
You see people getting fights and stuff, and they get banned or whatever, but this is just pretty innocent. I mean, the guy takes a shot. Big deal.
That's what I'm saying.
You let him go. I'm with you, Jamie. I think you let him go that game. Maybe you don't let him come back for his seats. You teach him a lesson, okay? But then you give him a good lecture. Hey, bud, don't ever do that again. If you ever do it again, you're out of here. You're never coming back to another game.
Right, warning.
And to me, it doesn't make sense that you're banned from everything at Ball Arena.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's right. Let me just say that. It says it's like a comma, Ball Arena, comma, Nuggets.
Like everything's subject to change or whatever.
I don't know.
But it's so during, it was during the play. It was, if you allow him to do that, then you're going to allow someone else to do it too. And just let it go. Then you're going to let everyone do it.
If I got
seats. Yeah, but then those people that are already in the arena already think then that's okay because he got to come back. They don't know about the letter yet.
I mean, that's a good point, but why you should ban him or not let him do it again. Because
if I go to a football game and I see somebody streak on the field during the game, I'm not going to start streaking during the game.
You're not going to have an influx.
Carson, you're not going to have an influx of people taking shots.
Especially courtside people.
Yeah, courtside people taking shots.
Courtside people are a whole different echelon of people.
No, you've got an incident that occurred. They haven't had this probably occurred, 20 years down there. It happened one time.
All the courtside people are going to
kidding. Oh, you let him back in. Everybody's going
to
take shots.
You have to set an example.
No,
you can't do it.
They're not
going to
do
thing.
It. No.
All those
That's
rich
overkill.
People down there.
Three! I do
from
think.
Downtown!
They've overreacted on this.
I think
to
they
To ban
have.
Him from all the games, no matter if you're season ticket or not.
Yeah.
Just to ban somebody for taking a shot like this. It's not like he threw the ball at somebody, that he was pissed off at a player and tried to hit him in the head or something.
No, he took
then
a three-pointer.
I could see it. Then it's assault. But the guy took a shot.
And why did that cameraman throw him the ball?
I don't know.
It was instant, too.
Oh, or maybe people were in front. I got to watch it again. Maybe people were in front of him, and it was easier to get the ref the ball if he...
Well, but it looks like he was like a couple... Like, there was a people...
I'll have to look at it again.
He could have thrown it to someone closer.
Maybe the cheerleaders were in the way, and he had threw it to that guy to get it back to the ref.
I think this guy that we know, I think he said, yo, throw me the ball. Throw me the ball. And he tossed him the ball, and he took a shot. That's what happened.
That cameraman's
That's what
gone.
It looks like to me.
Gone.
Yeah. So either way, it's overkill. He should be banned from everything.
That's the way I see it. Poor kid. Oh my God. Whatever.
But now everybody's going to be taking shots, Jamie.
I heard that on this show.
Hey, it could happen. You got to squash that. Nip it in the butt, man.
Yeah, everybody.
You got to squash
it. You got to set the precedence that that's not allowed.
Oh everybody.
My God.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.